Hey, good afternoon. This is Pete from Cardiff. Is Jay in right now? Cardiff. We do equipment financing and capital for small businesses.
Yeah. Speaking.
Oh, yeah. So, Jay, we actually had you pre-approved for a little bit of capital and some equipment financing, $250K. Do you have anything coming up?
Yeah, I'm looking at a low-boy trailer, but I got to be honest with you, buddy. Your rates aren't what I'm looking for. So, I could take an equity loan and get it a lot cheaper. You know what I'm saying? I could take out like a 4 or 5 year equity loan. Be better.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely an option for you.
What kind of rates are we talking about?
Yeah, I mean, well, we have rates as low as, 4% I've seen for equipment. It kind of depends on what the industry is. I know trucking is a little bit of a gray area for some banks, especially the long hauls,
What do you do? Do you go find a bank and get a commission, or how does it work?
No, we're actually a bank ourselves, the Bank of Cardiff, and we do most of our lending direct. But since we do approve credit tiers A through D, if we can't get you an approval with our cash, we will go out and, we've been around for 15 years, so we have a couple of other lenders that, we can reach out to and see if we can get you an approval with them.
Right. Well, I need a couple new low boy trailers.
Okay.
I know I need those. I'm in that industry, the specialty industry, so the money I earn is probably a lot more than the regular trucker, per se. But that being said, you've got to look at my, what I filed in the last 3-4 years. I know that. If you want to send me an email?
Yeah, of course. Of course, Jay. Where can I send that to?
Do you have my email address?
No, I do not.
Okay, it's Jay King, JayKing, at ksrtransport.com. And I'll see what you have to offer compared to the 9 other finance companies that I'm going to look at.
Of course. Hey, Jay, we do also have a match or beat it policy when it comes to our equipment because we're a relationship-based bank, so we'd always learn, rather knock off a few points, save you some money, and earn your business,
Right. Where are you guys out of California?
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Well, I was in the banking industry, so I kind of have an idea what the banking industry is about. Right now... They're not on my happy list right now.
Who you worked with in the past.
With their fees and charges. I actually, the best people I've ever had luck with, the best, by far, and it was really, is Hitachi Capital. I've done well with them. I could buy insurance through them. They were great. They're not giving out equipment loans anymore. They're not doing that type of, it was actually a lease and a loan, so I wrote off. They're not doing that anymore. And I would go with them in New York, and I'd pay a little few more points because they have an insurance company, too. That's what I liked about them.
So they insure the equipment that they sell you?
Yeah, they used to do that. They used to do that years ago.
Industry, or?
Well, everybody's getting out of that kind of industry. No, Hitachi is only doing fleets now, huge fleets. They're not doing, I'm the little guy. I got five trucks. I got some rigging equipment, I do a whole different, I go to New York City from Boston, New York for about $6,000. The regular truck is going for about $750. I mean, that's because I rig machinery in Manhattan and in Boston. And I do most of my work. I hang the phone up on most people every day. I don't want to work for cheap. They want to work for cheap. Good luck to them. There's companies that want us to move machinery into their buildings or move them out or move their stuff off the ports, and the stuff's worth millions of dollars. We don't want to pay them anymore. And I kind of have an idea why that is, but, the country isn't as in good a shape as people think.
Is it just oversaturated in the industry? Like, there's a lot of truckers that are just willing to do it for cheap?
I think there's a lot of truckers, one guy with a truck, and they can work a lot cheaper than me with paying three or four guys and a girl in an office with workman's comp and insurance and payroll every week is $7,500, I got to dabble, you know what I mean? But I belong to the Riggers Association, so I get a lot of work. I get a lot of calls every day. We move a lot of equipment and things like that, you know. I'd like to do about 80,000 to 90,000 a month. That's where I am. And, you know,
in total revenue?
Now. Well, that's what I was doing for a long time, about 90,000 bucks a month. I couldn't touch that for my life now. We're lucky to do 40, 50 grand a month.
The industry is changing. I'm actually working with a couple different trucking companies currently. And like you said, I got one guy who's got a fleet of 47 trucks. And then I got another guy who's actually just starting up, getting his first three. So, you know, we cover a pretty broad spectrum as far as size of businesses. But I know your industry is a little bit restricted as far as, like, you know,
part of the problem with my industry is where I'm located. I'm located just south of Boston, 10 miles south of Boston. Mm-hmm. And the labor rate for a mason or electrician or even a truck driver in the city, he doesn't even have to be a union truck driver, is quite high. I mean, it's
like 20, 30 an hour?
My guy's 26.
Oof.
I'm paying my guy's 26, and up the road I give him about 51 cents a mile, which is a pretty good rate in the industry. Okay? Let me tell you, a union electrician's getting $79 an hour.
I'm in the wrong industry, man.
Right.
Wow.
And why would, even if you have a CDL license, why would you want to drive a truck when you can go get your apprentice for about $54 an hour, and after about 2 years, you're a master electrician making $79 an hour.
Making $100,000 a year. You're making six figures a year then doing that.
Right. Oh, yeah, they're all making six figures. But the issue is, you know, like in 2008, when the economy, you know, slumped or whatever you want to call it, I had 25 guys a day come in my office begging for work, begging for jobs, because they couldn't feed their children.
Yeah,
that's just the way it was. But now things have changed. It hasn't changed that dramatically, though.
It'll
still have to get in. It takes time, you know. So I have people come looking for work. They have no experience in what we do. You know, they have no idea what we do.
How many years of experience would you like to have your typical driver? You know, like
40 years. No, if they had five of what I do, of the heavy haul, very heavy. We're very, very. We deal with a lot of state police, a lot of permitting. I move a lot of equipment in and out of buildings.
What kind of equipment? Like, what's your bread and butter?
I can't have a guy on a job with me with his hands in his pocket, mm-hmm. saying to me, "Hey, I gotta get going." You're here on the hour, buddy. You're on the clock. So, you know, or better still, going down the road and he's weighing somewhere around 60 to 70 ton, 140,000 pounds on 8 or 9 axles, and he's talking on the cell phone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just not good business. Send me an email. Let me look at it. I won't blow you off. I am looking around, you know.
Yeah, it's good to shop around.
I've done my homework several times now, and, you know, when you do your homework, you seem to get a better rate on equipment.
No, that's the way you do it. I mean, like I said, we got a match or beat policy, so if you do get anything, any offers from anyone down the road, bring that over to us, and you know, we'll be happy to get you a really competitive deal, man.
What do you guys finance? Trucking, or do you do equipment companies?
We do everything. We are a non-depository bank, so we only specialize in equipment financing and working capital.
Right.
So we finance any kind of equipment, as well as the capital side of things. They're actually unsecured, so you can use it for basically anything.
Well, the equipment is your security. You can always go grab it.
Exactly.
Right, right. But, you know, I must get about 30 calls a day, but I don't get them. I get them from kind of non-English-speaking people. Hey, we'll loan you some money, and they're calling from Cambodia, or, you know, I can't even figure out who it is, you know.
No, I mean,
I know they're predatory lenders.
Just like any, you know, just like any other industry, man, we're also being outsourced. You know, I deal with a lot of manufacturers, you know, iron workers, just people like honest Americans just making livings, and they're saying all of our work's getting outsourced to China. You're lucky because it's hard to, you can't outsource trucking, you know, state to state. You can't outsource that kind of stuff. It's, you know, theoretically,
well,
it's impossible.
Well, if you saw what I was in Texas about 2 weeks ago coming back. We did a job out in Phoenix, and I was in the truck stop, and a brand new Volvo, beautiful Volvo, big sleeper, reefer truck going with a 53-foot gorgeous reefer, all chrome and lights. And I see the guy step out to get the fuel. Then I see the passenger open, and I see five other guys, or four other guys, step out of the truck. They're all cow heads. And the funny thing about it was, is I was talking to the guy. I was getting fuel the next one over. I said, how many guys are in that truck? He goes, five of us. I said, we never stop.
Oh my God! They don't sleep. They just keep it going and going and going.
Yeah, they get the double bunks going. They cut a hole with a sawzall in the sleeper bunk, and they shit out the fucking floor.
No way! Get out of here!
I saw it with my own eyes. It's illegal to have in the trucking industry now. They've made some rules, and one of the things is illegal is it's illegal to have a piss bottle in your truck. Truck drivers aren't supposed to be pissing in a bottle and driving down the road. That's our federal law.
Wow.
And if you from California, you know everything's regulation up there.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
but
yeah.
There's no law against that. I saw a day, I was in Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah, I'm from Manhattan originally, so.
Oh, you are?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Well, I was in Brooklyn down at Coney Island, and I was doing a job at a New York City fire and police station down there at Coney Island. We're bringing all the big wall panels, and they were real heavy. And there was a reefer place, a refrigeration place next door. And I saw a truck come in with like a whole Chinese family, and they couldn't speak a lick of English. And they couldn't get the truck into the dock. It was really tight. And I mean, the girl asked me, a woman was driving the truck with her family. And they're from California, they're from LA. They couldn't get in the dock.
That sounds shady, man.
It's unbelievable to see what's going on out here. I mean, people don't believe it. Nah, that could never happen. But, like, even where we're working now, it's all foreigners. Everything's foreigners. Nobody, white guys don't want to do this work, to be honest with you. They really, the type of work I do is really dirty. And I have to pay my guys. They got to make $85,000 to $100,000 a year. They won't come to work. So,
yeah,
I mean
that's...
they work hard. They work really hard. You know,
that's what's happening, man. All these Wall Street movies coming out. Nobody wants to do any manual labor. The electricians are walking around with six figures in their pockets, and you got bankers that are broke. But that's the reality of it now. It's, you know, and no one wants to do
it.
It's over-glorified.
Boston is busier than New York City, believe it or not. And the labor rate is better in Boston than it is in New York City. Way better. So I don't know what part of California you're from. But
San Diego,
the labor
down
rate,
here.
Oh, well, you're in San Diego. The labor rate's pretty good there. But up in San Francisco, I'm going to say it's better. San Jose,
yeah,
that area is probably...
It's wild up there right now. There's so much construction and development, and it's blowing up.
Right. Well, listen, I'll keep you in mind. Send me an email with your name so I don't forget you.
I got you.
I'm actually driving right now, but... send me an email and look at it.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a couple brand new 17 low boy trailers. And we're talking a lot of money.
How much are each one of them? Ballpark?
I'm going to probably be conservative and say I'm going to need 50 each. That's not a lot of money. I could go fancy schmancy and borrow a lot more. The trailers I need, I don't need the fancy schmancy, especially for not up here. That's the point. I could buy fancy, 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 but I don't go to California that much. So
yeah,
you know,
you don't need the long, long, long haul.
Right, right. I do send trucks out there. If you want to pay me, they don't want to pay me.
Yeah, I got you.
I got to get 15-20 grand to go to the coast. So, I mean, I'm not going to go out there unless I'm getting that kind of money. And I do have customers that ship out there, and they will pay it on occasion, but it's rare, you know. So, I mean, that's part of the problem. Single truck owner, he's going to go to California out of the east, out of New York or Boston, with a specialty piece of equipment for like
$5,000. Yep.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I'm like shaking my head. They don't understand. If they're not making any money, they don't understand
they're
that.
Just doing it for free, and they're
devaluing
the market.
But they're just making enough to pay their insurance and maybe the notes on something. That's it.
Mm.
There's nothing to go home to pay the rent or put into a 401k or save a few extra bucks for your daughter's graduation. There's nothing there. I'm telling you. I have to be honest with you. I don't want to sound like a broken record. I'm not too happy with our political system right now. And they're telling everybody that the economy is unbelievable. It's not.
No, so, it's just because the stock market's doing well, but that doesn't mean the economy as a whole is necessarily
needs to be. I know a lot of people that play the stock market. I never played the stock market a day in my life. I never played it. I squirreled my money. I thought it was better to use somebody else's money and... You know, what I make, I make, and that's the bottom line. I would like to try the stock market. I wouldn't even know about how to get into the stock market. I wouldn't even know how to call a broker up. You don't know who you're getting
your money. Nah, don't do that. Just do your own stuff. Get your own little E-Trade account and just get some solid investments going. And it's fun, and the stock market does grow, but honestly, it's not a good gauge of where the overall economy is right now.
No, years ago, guys were making money when banks were given 12% interest on their money. I was getting 12% on my money years ago. I couldn't believe it, and I was making money back then. So it was unbelievable. When I built a couple houses, I bought a building, a commercial building. I paid cash for a commercial building years ago. I paid like $400,000 for it. I thought we were going to go broke. My family was going to starve to death. I thought it was over. I took my every last nickel and paid cash for a building. And my lawyer said, what did you do that for? Well, I didn't believe in mortgages or banks. Or I didn't believe in that. And today, thank God I did. The only problem is the building that we keep our trucks at, the taxes are about $28,000 a year.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm from the East Coast. I know what that's all about, man. You have like a $200,000-$300,000 home, and you're still paying $20,000 a year in instant.
People in Long Island are, out in the Hamptons, anything out in Long Island, they're getting absolutely robbed. My buddy has a house out there. He has a nice three-bedroom ranch. I forget, he's in Smithtown.
Yeah, he probably pays $20,000 in taxes.
He's $21,000 a year in taxes. I have
holy moly.
Ten times the house he has. I have a gorgeous house in the Atlantic Ocean.
Probably like $10,000.
No, $5,800 a year.
Wow.
With my shirt. And I get a full, like the third best school system in the state. I get a full-time career fire department and a full-time police department. He gets none of that.
He gets
the sheriff's department. He gets a volunteer fire department. He says the public school sucks. I mean, how do they justify that,
That's proximity to the water? I don't know, man.
I'm on the water. He's not even on the water. He takes the train. I get the train right down the street. I go to Manhattan every day. I go, oh, boy.
That's fun.
I don't have to drive. I says, still $21,000 a year. He's making a lot of money. He's making $100,500 a year, so... I mean,
fine.
He's fine. So, and his wife makes a lot of money. But, like I said, where I live in Mass, it's really insulated. I think the wages are some of the best in the country. Even the trucking rates, if you're in, you can make a living up here. But the small guys kind of hurt us because they're working for like next to nothing, But like I said, send me an email and I'll get back to you.
All right, I'll circle back with you at the end of the week, Jay, or maybe sometime next week. What's better for you? Friday or like next Monday?
Friday's fine.
All right, I'll circle back Friday, touch base, but I'll send you that out in a couple minutes. But take care, Jay.
All right, thank you.
Good talking with you. Bye-bye.